If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider leaving a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really helps me out a lot. Cheers.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A sneak peek of my debut fantasy novella, Fires of the Dead, coming up in today's episode of the Novel Analyst Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Novel Analyst Podcast. My name is Jed Hearn, and it is normally my job to analyze the stories that I love to figure out how they are so good, and to hopefully, through that process, help you become a better writer. But, as you heard in the intro, today's episode is a little bit different, because in today's intro, I want to share with you an exclusive excerpt, Chapter 1, from Fires of the Dead, which is my debut fantasy novella. It comes out on September the 20th, 2019, which is only 10 days away from as I record this, so I am really excited to share this with you. I think that if you have enjoyed a lot of the fantasy books that I've analyzed on this podcast, you know, your Brandon Sandersons, your Joe Abercrombies, you'll really enjoy this book. So I'm going to read to you a blurb, well, the blurb from the book, and then I'm going to give you an exclusive excerpt, which will be chapter one from the audiobook of the novella. Fires of the Dead. Wisp is a pyromancer, a magician who draws energy from fires to make his own flames. He's also a criminal, one job away from retirement, and it can't come bloody soon enough. Leading his misfit crew, Wisp ventures into a charred and barren forest to find a relic that could change the realm forever. But they aren't the only ones on the hunt, and the forest isn't as barren as it seems. A jaded gang leader, longing for retirement. A bloodthirsty magician with a lust for power. A brutish fighter who's smarter than he looks. A young thief desperate to prove herself. A cowardly navigator with secrets that won't stay buried. Together, they must survive fights, fires, and folk tales that prove disturbingly real. If they don't kill each other first. Fires of the Dead is a dark fantasy novella with a unique magic system, perfect for anyone wanting a fast-paced read. And I could go on and on about why I really like this book and why it was a joy for me to write and why it will hopefully be a joy for you to read, but I'd rather share with you someone else's words because then it sounds like I'm bragging less. So here is the first review that I got in for this book. It comes from Caitlin Shaw. Thank you very much again, Caitlin. Really appreciate the review. And she said that, quote, "I really enjoyed the fast pace of plot and the characterization just clicked for me. I found it fascinating how the diverse range of characters gave such different interpretations of the same world, and how cleverly their personalities were fleshed out in such a short time. So unlike everything I've seen in a book, and gave me spine-tingling slasher flick vibes. I found Fires of the Dead to be a great fantasy novella, a real page-turner. It gave me goosebumps. I highly recommend it." End quote. Thank you so much, Caitlin. That's a glowing review. It sounds really biased, sounds like something I read myself, but believe it or not, someone else wrote it, and I really appreciate that. And hopefully, for you who are listening to this podcast right now, hopefully you can have the same experience when you read the book. So, as promised, I'm going to give you a taste of the novella by letting you hear chapter one from the audiobook. Without further ado, let's start the book. Part one. Chapter 1, Wisp. Breeze handed Wisp the telescope, and Wisp smiled, doing his best to avoid a grimace. His damn knees were hurting again. Stretching ahead of him was the Ashwood Desolation. Last time Wisp saw it, before the gutting, the forest was lush and green and full of plump deer. Now it was a charred wasteland. Blackened, leafless trunks marched out to the horizon, and ashen clouds blew in the wind. Only upside was that you'd spot an ambush a mile off, because most of the trees had been incinerated. Gotta find the upside,
in these things. Wisp lowered the telescope. Mountains surrounded the Ashwoods on all sides except one, which was blocked by a river. The dam water was deeper than a gambler's grudge, and twice as vicious. You could only cross in a handful of places. One of them lay ahead. Wisp frowned.
Breeze, what are we dealing with?
The young woman snapped to attention, eager to prove herself, as always. A dozen men guarding the crossing. Only 8 are soldiers. The rest are cooks, carpenters, blacksmiths. They've got a source flame in the middle hut. Wisp stroked his stubbled chin.
So then at least one of them's a pyromancer.
The river crossing was no easy path. More a place where the water ran shallow enough to wade through, so long as you kept your balance. 4 huts and a low wall protected the bank on Wisp's side. Nothing on the Ashwood side. Why would there be? It had been lifeless since the gutting. Was it worth building a raft? Wisp shook his head. Given the currents and the rocks, it was too time-consuming and too risky. Besides, Wisp had spent none of his 54 years learning how to swim. No change in that now. Anyway, the border crossing would be a good test for his crew. He glanced around, sizing them up. Black Eye, hulking and vacant-looking. Marigan, scowling and chewing jerky from last night's dinner. Breeze, twitchy-handed and fingering her bow. And Fleetfoot, pale-faced and shivering from the cold. Wisp had worked with them before, but never all together. They could do with some practice.
All right.
Wisp gathered him around.
You know the plan. The skulls across that border. Let's do this.
Halt, said the guard. Wisp, Marigan, Black Eye, and Fleetfoot paused a stone's throw from the low wall. 6 guards stood behind it, brandishing crossbows and swords.
Wisp forced a smile.
Didn't matter how much he did this, nerves jangled through him, and he had to piss.
Listening to the fast-flowing river only made his bladder ache more.
State your business, said a guard. Passage into the woods, good sir, said Wisp.
For what purpose?
Painting.
Beside Wisp, Marigan smirked. He elbowed her to shut her up.
Entrance into the Ashwoods is prohibited, said the guard. On orders of the High Priest and the Confederate Council.
Because?
Because they bloody well say so. Piss off.
We ain't gonna steal anything, said Wisp. Just paint it. We're artists.
He waved his gloved hands in the air, in a vague pattern. Seemed artistic enough. The guard raised his eyebrows.
Do that from this side of the river.
A tall man climbed onto the wall. There was something in the way he carried himself that seemed suspicious, so Wisp activated his sight. A shimmering orange thread appeared, visible only to Wisp, leading from the tall man's chest to a hut behind the wall. Wisp surveyed the others, but the man was the only one with the orange thread.
One pyromancer, he whispered to his crew. Tall man.
Leave, said the guard. My men will fill you with arrows.
Humph.
Wisp crossed his arms.
That's the problem with today's young folk.
The orange thread leading from the pyromancer vanished. The man gaped.
No appreciation of art, said Wisp.
An arrow erupted from the pyromancer's chest. He coughed blood and toppled over the wall, and the other guards gawped. Wisp opened his jacket and removed his hidden crossbow. He fired. Black Eye and Fleetfoot did the same, and bowstrings twanged and arrows hissed through the air as the defenders yelled and fired back. Wisp dove behind a boulder. Marigan slid next to him, spraying dirt over his face. Crossbow bolts smashed into the boulder. A bow thrummed and another guard shrieked. Wisp smirked. How long till the idiots realized Breeze was behind their wall? Marigan peeled off gloves to reveal her hands, which were a mess of scars and waxy flesh. Wisp had to respect her courage. Hard enough having the guts to burn one hand, let alone 2.
Somehow, though, he doubted she'd ever considered another option.
Wisp removed his right glove.
His hand wasn't as burnt as Marigan's, but it had been enough to give him the sight and a small dose of pyromancy. Orange threads ran from him and Marigan into the distant hills, to the cave where they'd made a source flame that morning. He nodded. Their lines thickened, bursting with energy, and they stood from behind their boulder and pointed their burnt hands at the low wooden wall. Flames erupted from their palms. Fire roared through the air, washing over the logs and making guards scream. Black Eye used the distraction to sprint to the wall and scramble over the sharpened logs.
John! Yelled a guard. There's one over the...
Bone broke with a sickening snap, followed by shrieks and curses. Marigan strode towards the wall, maintaining the stream of fire spewing from her hands. Wisp stumbled after her. His knees hurt like hell, but he grit his teeth, shoved the pain aside, and scrambled over the logs. He landed on a guard. The man crawled away, dropped his crossbow, and raised his hands in surrender. His lip trembled. He didn't look much older than a boy. Poor kid, thought Wisp. Marigan clambered over the wall and pointed her hand at the youth. The orange thread leading from her chest thickened. Stop! Wisp sucked in a deep breath that did nothing to lower his racing heartbeat. He surrendered. Marigan scowled, but lowered her hand. Bodies lay sprawled on the ground. A stray guard staggered across the river, splashing through the water, but he didn't get far before Breeze stepped from a hut and shot an arrow into his back. He crashed into the water, and the current tugged him away. Wisp's heart pounded. Bloody hell, they'd fought for 30 seconds and his body was screaming. Back in his younger days, he could have fought for hours without feeling a damn thing. He'd gone soft. Squawks sounded from the air. Wisp glared at the anthraxes circling above. Didn't matter how clear the skies were, any large burst of pyromancy attracted the damn birds. Stupid carrion feeders had botched his missions more times than he could count. Black Eye strolled to Wisp and Marigan, stepping over the bodies. The rancid stench of spilled guts clogged the air, joining the smell of burnt hair and smoke. Spot fires flickered atop the wall.
Please!
At Wisp's feet, tears streamed down the young guard's face.
Don't kill me!
Fleetfoot's thin-fingered hands grasped the top of the wall. Marigan heaved him over. He stared wide-eyed at the corpses and shoved a handkerchief over his nose to stop the smell. When it came to fighting, the damn boy was more useless than a boat in the desert. Good thing Wisp had him for another purpose. Wisp crouched next to the young guard. He stunk of sweat.
What's your name, son?
Asked Wisp. The boy trembled.
Ben. I need you to do something for me, Ben. You got any other friends here? Any other guards on patrol?
Ben sucked in a deep breath.
You going to burn me, too? I never killed a fellow countryman who laid down his arms, Ben.
Relief filled Ben's eyes, and he relaxed.
We're the only ones. Next border post is 5 leagues upstream. We used to have more people, but they've culled our numbers these last few years.
Ben kept babbling about guards and orders. While he talked, Marigan flexed her fingers. Black Eye watched with a blank face, and Breeze plucked arrows from dead soldiers. Fleetfoot gaped at the guard. Maybe he was thinking about the scarce difference between him and the youth, save that one wore armor and the other had the shabby clothes of a street rat pulled into a thieving crew. Wisp raised a hand to stop Ben's rambling. It was always this way. When they thought you were about to kill them, folk were so busy pissing themselves, you couldn't get them to unhinge their jaws. Then soon as they saw safety, you'd think they were paid by the word. Wisp grimaced, crouching with murder on his knees.
Listen, Ben, he said. What I said before. I ain't ever killed a fellow countryman.
The boy nodded.
Thing is, said Wisp, I ain't from your country.
So, there's our chapter. I hope you really enjoyed it, and hopefully you got a good taste of what to expect on September 20th when the book comes out. So, once again, that book will be coming out on September the 20th in paperback, ebook, and hopefully audiobook form. The audiobook might be a little bit slow coming out because You've got to process it through Audible, and sometimes they can take a while to get things sorted, but it will come out at some stage. And if you want to stay up to date with that book's progress and be notified immediately when it comes out, all you got to do is go to jedherne.com/club. That's jedherne.com/club, C-L-U-B. And that will allow you to join my exclusive reader club email list, which means you'll stay up to date with my novels, with my writing projects, and you also get my monthly recap where I basically go through everything that I wrote that month, what I learned from it, as well as all the books that I read that month, and which ones I think are particularly good. And I tend to review a lot of fantasy books, so if you are into fantasy, you'll really enjoy that. So once again, to stay up to date with the book, which comes out on September 20th, I'm so excited, it's so good, you can go to jedherne.com/club, and the link to that will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.